At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of The No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
And it's your boy RT, aka Trey, in the building.
Coming to you from the No Name Podcast here on this wonderful Wednesday morning. It is at least nice in Georgia, nice and chilly.
Yep.
50 degrees, it's cold outside.
What? I'm telling you, man, I've been freezing to death in the morning. I'm not built for this anymore. I'm not built for this cold anymore.
I never was built for it.
I tell you what, neither was I. Oh, wait, no, that's the heat I'm not built for.
Jeremy, yeah, me Jeremy too, had a man. Coat on the other day, and I was like, wait, what is going on? And he's like, yeah. And then he took it off. I was like, okay.
And guys, sir, Jeremy's kind of, he'll...
A coat and shorts,
he wears,
by the way.
Shorts in 20-degree yeah, weather.
And I said, Jeremy, it's not cold out here. No way.
Jeremy's bundled up. You better bundle up.
That's what I tell my kids. I'm like, hey, if you see Dad with the jacket... You know you need to come downstairs with one on, too. You know
I would love to see if you're, like, Viking blood or something, and you, like, your ancestors used to sit on top of a mountain. Like, what's it in the movie? You know, the show, the Vikings, when he would sit up there on top of the mountain with a coat that he's focused in so, for what they need to do
Jeremy
in the spring.
Jeremy May, clearly, Jeremy, I think you have some Scottish in you or something.
Sure. Yeah.
So
you may be related to one of the Vikings that used to do that insane training. And they had no coat, no nothing, just going to the mountains and training.
I'm down to find out. As long as it's not through some sort of agency that I have to send my DNA to.
Oh, that sucks.
They already have it, brother. Yeah. Whether you send it to them or not, they've already got it.
Let him live in that world where he believes they don't have it.
They don't have it. Okay. I'm good.
He's comfortable.
Okay.
I'm good.
We know the truth.
We know the truth because it's out there.
I will tell you.
We read between the lines, man. I'm telling you.
While I'm sitting up on the mountain, you know, in the cold, I'm also getting followed by these drones. Yeah. Anybody else seen this?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I've seen them.
How could you miss it? I mean, the drone. See what I did there?
You know, it's to me, though, I don't think it's anything new. I think there's more of them now. I think that, you know, a lot of militaries had drones way before any of us ever knew about them.
So you think that there's nothing to this? It's just driving or flying their drones around?
No, absolutely not. There's more to this, in my opinion.
Alien or government? Which one are you leaning?
Both. Lean toward both. Hmm? Because I think
either or both.
Both.
No, I think there's both.
You think it's...
I'm talking about this phenomenon.
Drone, this phenomenon. You think it's government aliens?
I think it's drones and militaries and government's drones that you see. I think it's also alien aircrafts that we're seeing. I think you're seeing both. I think these videos that you're seeing, some of these videos I've seen them, and I looked at them, and I said, yeah, that's a drone. That's a drone. Okay, I know that's a drone. Then I look at some of these, and I go, that right there looks like an aircraft. That doesn't look like a drone to me.
But it's the same time frames.
Right.
So you're
saying the government's working with...
No, I'm saying...
That's what I'm getting at.
No, I'm saying you have these alien aircrafts that I believe are coming here, and that's their eyes in the sky, and that's their way here, but you also have our military and our government sending their drones up, and that's their eyes in the sky. Try to see.
You're trying to say, I make sure I understand it. You're trying to say that our government is trying to track the aliens?
I think they're trying to communicate with it.
Okay, wait. So the aliens are here, and they've got their drones and their mother drone ship. Okay, whatever. And then you're saying that there's also government drones trying to surveil
the drones.
Is that what I'm...
So actually, to me, the term
trying drones, to explain it to the people.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I follow, but...
So to me, I think the drones, what we call drones, I think that is what our government and our military have. I think that's the technology they have. That's what they're using. That's what they're sending up. Some of these other things that I think that we're seeing are actually aircrafts and not quote unquote a drone. That's what a drone is built off of. They say, okay, I'm going to try and design this as best as I can to match what they have. And that's their drone. I think some of these things you're seeing are actual UFOs and actual spacecrafts that we didn't design. Those aren't ours. But these drones that you're seeing pumped into the sky by our government and our military, that's our version of a drone, quote unquote drone. That's
right. So you're saying that they're surveilling.
I think they're trying to. I think they're trying to communicate.
We're bringing it back. Okay. I'm just going to say one phrase and then I'll let you explain what you think, Trey. My theory at the moment is China Balloon Part 2. Anyway, go ahead, Trey.
What? I'm going to be honest with y'all.
What?
This is stupid. Okay, not say the subject is stupid or the conversation is stupid, but I just think anytime that America has some kind of hoopla over something as drones or Chinese weather balloon, whatever it was, the first thing...
Weather balloon?
Whatever you call it. Oh, it looked like a weather balloon to me. I don't know. This is what I say to people.
Data mining balloon.
That could be that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you like this. A, get over it. People. I don't know why people in America tend to think, first of all, they don't understand data wars. They don't understand espionage. They don't understand anything that has to do with anything with surveillance whatsoever. They people still think that the cops do surveillance by sitting in the car, stakeouts, and eating, you know, cold cuts. And the world would be a very interesting place. Okay. This is what I think about it. I think it's just, A, my first thought was it's probably some nerd sitting back in his garage, finally learned how to build his drone and let the baby go. And then it was like, oh, man, this is cool. And he just, like, it was a long-range drone. He was just trying to see how far can he go. Because that is how great innovation happens anyway. You start off in your garage, ask Apple, ask Microsoft, and then, no, people took it too far. Yeah. Okay. And then, what do you mean? Every great band starts in the garage, too. So you can't name a great band that didn't start in a garage. So great things happen at home. Then a second thought was, because I heard people like Jeremy say, oh, it's China. I'm like, if China is trying to sneak again something, this is dumb. Because we see it. It's obvious. And I guarantee you, what they don't tell you is, if it's getting information and sending it back, America's intercepting the information. Like, this is the part that people don't realize. America, although they give off this, every administration gives off this dumb idea. Oh, we don't know what it is. Pearl Harbor said the same thing. Oh, they're not going to really attack us. And what happened? They knew they was going to attack them. They just wanted a reason to get in the war. And they have to allow certain things. We talked about 9/11. They allow things to happen. So this is, if it is China, which I don't believe it is, I think it's some person in their basement created a drone and didn't know it was going to make this national effect. People are like, well, you're about to see the multiple ones. I think after that, the hallucination effect, the full effect. I don't trust anything I see on video, by the way, anymore because it could be altered. I just photoshopped myself in a Santa costume the other day in like 10 seconds, thanks to AI. So I don't believe it was anything. If it is another country, I don't get mad at them for trying to do stuff on us, because I'm trying to tell y'all, if y'all don't think Big Brother America is doing it, if a country is doing it to us and we catch it, you got to know that America's doing some stuff to them 10 times to 33 times worse. Think about this really quickly. We was telling Ukraine a year in advance, y'all better start getting y'all stuff together because Russia about to invade y'all. And Ukraine was like, no, they not. They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that. And Russia was like, no, yeah, we wouldn't do that. We're just moving all our trips to the eastern side. We're not going to do anything, though. Oh, yeah, we're just moving all our tanks there to the eastern side of our country. We're not going to invade. And America's like, we know Russia, and we're telling y'all, y'all going to have to fight them, and we really don't want to put the money up, but because we know it's going to be us mainly, because we hate them. So we'll put how much money we need behind you to stop them, because just like the Cold War, this is real. We have a beef with them. Thank God for Rocky, so we get to see it. Then what happened a year later? They were stealing information. That's how they knew. They knew what Russia's going to do, because they can't say, oh, yeah, we was hacking their systems and we figured that out. They can't say that. How are they getting the information? Oh, our intel. Anytime the government says our intel, our stealing of their system by sending drones and hacking information, we discovered that they're going to attack y'all because we can tell by the formations of their So I'm not surprised that if it is a foreign country, which it doesn't look like because that's like a terrible drone. You have to see America's drones. Our drones are superior. And if China, I think China has drones that look like ours, those are drones I've sent on over here. They're low detecting. You can keep them off a radar and they're super fast. I'm not saying.
Well, I mean, some of these are super fast. I saw the video.
Okay. When I say super fast, you're not catching it. If I can see it on a cell phone camera shooting at 3.5 megapixels, that drone is weird. Somebody could have shot it down if they had a good aim. Some of our sharpshooters can shoot it down. I don't believe it was anything. I think it's just, if it was another country, which it doesn't bother me, if it was somebody in their basement. Like, Jeremy, I think you can make a drone that big.
I really would like to at this point now. After
go ahead and scare the world.
Fun. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with your theory. There's not anything at all wrong with your theory. If that's, I can see a lot of people thinking that. You know what I mean? And it very well could be. You could very well be right. But I don't think every single one of those that we saw or that I saw, I don't think every single one of those is just a drone.
You think it's a UFO?
I think some of them are.
Yeah.
I think some of those very well.
Isn't that
well
considered a UAP now?
Well, yeah, UAP now.
They can call it whatever they want to call it.
I think.
It doesn't look. It doesn't look very, you know, sophisticated to me.
It doesn't have to. Yeah. It doesn't have to look sophisticated.
My disbelief in aliens. Outside. The disbelief of aliens is that they have some kind of technology that's light years ahead of ours. If I see a regular propeller drone, I'm not thinking. Like, and then aliens went back in time with their innovation.
Could go back to my theory that we're the bigger being. So, you know, just saying.
Yeah.
We're smarter than aliens.
Jeremy likes to believe that. He likes.
Then gotcha. Why can't we beam people up?
Gotcha on that one. How do you know they can?
Huh?
How do you know they can?
People have got probed and raped and all this weird stuff.
And how do you know what, you know, some of our higher-ups haven't done to aliens?
Yeah.
None. I'm not going to say what I want to say, but I believe some higher-ups are doing some stuff to some aliens, all right.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. Extraterrestrial,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. ET.
There's a couple of those to me. I think those.
I wish we could show the video, because I just don't see it. When I saw some of the closer videos, I just didn't see advanced technology.
Yeah,
I saw basement technology.
But what if they're trying to make it look that way? I mean, how many movies have you seen where Jesus comes back not as Jesus, or Satan comes back not as Satan? You know, all kinds of different things. So why would they send something that's their best technology when they could just send something that looks like what we're used to, and maybe they thought we wouldn't have a problem with it?
Because they can say, hey, for this one, don't take our. Our black jets, take the B-52s.
What would be the purpose of a UFO sending a basic drone?
What if what I've been saying for a while is
testing?
True? And what if I said this right here was at, let's just say hypothetically, what if this right here is actually their planet, and it's time for them to come home back to this planet, and they said, we've programmed y'all and we've taught y'all what we wanted y'all to do to this planet to get it ready for us to come back. Now we're coming back and we're going to take it. What if that's the case?
So you think the aliens taught us how to, can you beat me? You think the aliens has taught us how to this planet up and then say, oh yeah, we want the used planet. We want the used car planet.
I ain't saying that. What I'm saying is what if this was their planet, they did teach us the things that they were supposed to teach us, and we didn't use it correctly. And so now they're told, go reclaim the planet because they're killing it.
Okay, now that I can rock with that one.
Yeah.
I like that one better.
Yeah.
Because they should come down here to destroy us.
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah, I'm good.
Because it is a theory that says that we are aliens to this planet, and we got dropped off here, and we have long forgotten that, which I would say that was just nothing but God. But nevertheless. So why do you think China? Why is it America's disposition to blame China for stuff?
Well, I mean, even if it's not China, I'm saying China part two, as in another country checking up on us. So, I mean, fill in the blank for who you want. I really don't care. I'm just saying another country, maybe not an ally, just trying to collect information or trying to cause exactly what they're doing, which is a uproar, you know?
And I'm assuming that the drone was not being able to be detected through radar.
I don't know. I haven't heard that one way or the other.
It's a lot. So, for instance, they knew that the weather balloon thingy.
Yeah.
They knew it was coming because they saw it, because Canada notified us. Yeah. Hey, something flying over here, and it's headed y'all way. And then, like I always tell people, the first reaction to America, because we're such a great country, is shoot it! Like, God dang it, relax.
That's what I said.
Hey.
Like, shoot it down.
Hold on. Let me just...
Yeah, wasn't it like some governor in Jersey or somebody saying that...
They should shoot the drone down. Let me tell you this. First of all, this is what we got. That's a problem we got with the police. Okay? Just shoot. No, hey, relax. Relax for a second. We can't respond all the time with just gun bang bang. Okay? First of all, me and Jeremy was talking about this. I said, Jeremy, now, reasonably thinking, your response maybe is shoot it down. Because, like, think about it. If a drone flying over your property, you're going to think shoot it down. Because, you know, generally speaking, you can, I mean, like a little personal drone.
Yeah.
You can swat it down. You can probably stop it from hitting your house, blase, blase, because it's so small. If it did hit your house, it's probably minimal damage, right? If this the drone is somewhere between, what was it, 2 and 6 feet.
Yeah.
If this were to hit somebody's house, like let's say the government said, yeah, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to shoot it down. And it hits your house. How much money are you asking for?
At least $1 billion.
At least. I'm going to tell you right
Give
now.
Give me my billion.
When I come into the office, you know, I'm gonna have a like same kind of outfit I have on with a tie. I'm gonna say, look, student loans forgiven. Never paying property tax ever again. Matter of fact, I'm not paying any kind of taxes ever again. Or I just bump it. My whole family line is not playing. I'm gonna borrow this thing. Or we're gonna have so many Netflix documentary about me. I'm gonna make sure y'all know, like y'all, you know, you see what I'm saying? So I just don't think that the government, that's not the right response to a drone to shoot it down. So the first thing you have to do is wait for it clears populace. And then what if it does that? Because it could just say, I'm pretty sure some gaps in America. I don't know how to, you know, the layout of America's geography detail like that. And once it clears, because right now it's like it's over all this populated area, neighborhoods, then shoot it down. We never heard about the balloon going back. You see what I'm saying? They did shoot it down.
Well, they did at the end. I mean, they waited till it went across the entire United States.
They had no, because they couldn't.
What was it, Myrtle Beach? They shot it down.
Over the ocean. They had to wait. And it was, because
you're telling me that thing didn't cross over one lake. The whole way.
But come on, you already know how that goes with lakes. Oh yeah, they shot the drone down in my lake and now I can't, me and my family, and we can't fish here anymore. People will find a reason.
What kind of accent was that?
I don't know.
I have no
some
idea
kind of,
what he was,
you know,
doing there.
Country fisherman. I don't see city people as having. Oh yes, they shut down my lake house and man, oh my gosh. And now
the
it can't
city
fish
people
here.
Are the ones with the lake houses.
But they won't be there to know that it happened. It's going to be the person who works the lake throughout the year.
They'll see it on Channel 2, and then they'll call their lawyer that they already pay to have on standby anyway, so he can sue everybody.
But he's not going to be the one. They're not complaining. It's going to be the, you know, it's going to be the guy who has his boat services business throughout the, you know, the summer, who he lives on the tourists. He's the one who's going to complain because now he can't do it because it's Chinese material in the lake the whole year.
You know, I'm going to throw this back out there, too, because it's so funny how you made that little meeting that you were going to have with that government official, like you were the one in charge in that conversation. You're like, I'm going to go in there.
Yeah, Lee. In my hypothetical, can I be in charge?
He's saying, I'm going to go in there with that tie, and I'm going to sit down there, and I'm going to say, this is how much money I want, or there's going to be a lot of Netflix. In reality, that conversation is going to go, you can go in there in your tie, and you can sit down, and then that government's going to officially say, okay, one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to take this deal that I'm going to give you, and I'm willing to give you this much money, or you can say, no, I don't want to take the deal, and you can just completely disappear, and then everything you have will be fine.
See, negative Dustin came back.
Everything
in my hypothetical, I can't even win in my hypothetical.
No, because it's
that's probably. And as soon as you start opening your mouth, said they're probably not going to let me leave the room. I probably should not have came alone.
Anyway. You're going to disappear, and I'm going to take everything that you have anyway. The property will be mine.
I'm going to go to my car bomb, blue.
Or
cut the brakes.
I can just let you keep staying here, live your life, and I'll give you this much money.
How about, okay, can I negotiate in my hypothetical where I die that at least I get these two things? I don't want any money. Cancel my student loans. I will be happy and grateful about that. And just make sure my lineage doesn't have to pay taxes.
And they'll probably shake your hand on that and say, okay, done.
Oh, that's easy. And I won't say another word about it. I will like that.
I'll take the $1 billion, please. Yeah.
Okay, we'll give that to you.
Thanks. It's just go to the presses and print it like you do everything else.
Let me tell you what they go, like you said.
They'll probably say,
okay,
$100 million. And then you'd probably say, yes, okay.
I'd say 500 first.
500 million.
and then as Jeremy gets out, a black bag is going to go over his head.
Yep.
And he's just like,
yeah. But he made an agreement.
And Jeremy OD'd in his car.
Yeah.
They were like,
had another heart attack in the driveway.
Right. Heart attack like, in the driveway.
Somebody's going to be like, why'd you do that? They're going to say, he's just too greedy.
Right. His truck going to be still crunk up and he's going to be
either that or they'd offer me a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy's really greedy. Let's get him on the government payroll. Yeah.
There we go. Now we can really keep his eyes on him.
He's going to strengthen our insurance companies.
No, he's not. What do you think about? I'm going to ask you this question. So, how do you handle if it's UFO or UFAA, whatever it's called? Or if it is a foreign entity, how should our government handle these?
Me personally, if it's aliens and it's extraterrestrials and stuff like that, I don't think they're gonna do a ton more than what they're doing because they don't know how to handle that. I think that's technology that they have, some of the technology that aliens have left behind here on Earth that they have, or maybe they have shot down some of these aircrafts and they've tried to take in their technology and try to remake it as best as they can. So I don't know that there's a lot they can do about that. However, I think in my opinion, if it's governmental and it's other countries and stuff like that, I think that's more so staged. I think America probably knows that they're coming, sending those aircrafts here, and it's, you know, they're somewhat involved in it myself. I think that they are allowing it. Because it's all, as y'all know, I mean, I don't hide it. I think there's a one world government. So I think a lot of these things are already planned to other countries and saying, hey, we're going to be sending this air balloon there and we're doing it to gather information. And they're like, okay, that's fine. Here's the story that we're going to make it be like, we don't know what's going on so that nobody ever finds out. So I think that if this is drones and it's other governments involved in it, I think America knows that. They know what they're doing, and they're not going to let us know that they know what they're doing. They're saying, oh, man, we don't know what these unidentified aircrafts are. So it gets a lot of people out here like us going, what is this? It could be this. It could be this. It could be this. We don't really know what it is. So if it's not aliens and it's governmental, that's what I think it is. I don't lean toward it being just someone in their garage with a drone only because we're seeing – I don't think someone in their garage would have – this many drones that we saw in one area in New Jersey at one time.
You don't see the NFL games when they put the drones, like the 100-some drones in the sky?
Yeah, but that is designed by what? That's probably a company, an entertainment company that they've hired to do that.
That's one pad that's controlling all those drones.
Right, but I don't. That's not someone from their garage controlling all those drones.
So, okay.
That's a company that designed it, and they knew how to choreograph all these to do that.
So you don't think that it's some weird person who eats Cheetos and I'm stereotyping like a bug right now, and doesn't have a girlfriend, that doesn't have so much time to just build drones and can do this?
I believe that there are people that are like that can build drones and can do things with their drones, yes, but I don't believe that they have one person. Now, to your point, there could be a few of them that have gotten together and worked out a plan to do this and say, hey, wouldn't it be funny, guys, if we did this?
Why do they sound like, see, he's stereotyping too?
So, I'm saying there could be.
I'm offended.
There could be.
Both of you.
There could be if it were more than one person. I do not see one person
doing all this. Mm, what you got? What does the government do? And we're sorry to insult your IT group people.
Well, I think that you either try to intercept,
catch or shoot.
Either way.
Okay.
I mean, I would prefer to take it down without, if you could intercept it, capture it somehow, send one of those giant planes with the front that opens up, swallows it, and then it's in the underbelly of the.
You want a Jonah wish, a Jonah whale plane? Yeah,
exactly. I'm just this rock. You've seen it,
we ate the drone in the sky, we're good.
Right. So then we could actually see what it is, whose it is, etc.
Reverse engineer it potentially.
So if it was your theory, if they took it in, then I mean all drones over, I don't know, what is it, half a pound or something have to be
registered
with the FAA. So it would be traceable. If it wasn't traceable, then that would be kind of concerning. My guess is our government already knows exactly what it is, no matter what it is, whether it's their drones, whether it's a China balloon 2.0, or if it's aliens.
Oh,
It doesn't. I mean, they would already know.
Can I? Okay, because you just said something, sparked something. That's why I said, "Ooh, so loud." Sorry, good people. This is what if it was just America? What if it was America spying on her people, trying to see?
Yeah, I mean, it could be
like that. Like, and then that's why.
That's why I said it could be ours. It could be ours. It could be theirs.
I said this to Jeremy. And tell me what you think. And this is hoopla. What is really happening? Anytime that we have a phenomenon, the first thing I think is, "Oh snap! What are they doing?"
Yep.
What are they doing to keep us so distracted? That watch this. That we actually looking up in the sky with phones. Here we go. What are y'all about to do, or what have y'all done to make sure we don't? It's just news in comparison. Remember, we talk about this all the time. They told us it was aliens who were one of the worst times in American history when it comes down to people's social skills.
Yeah.
Oh yes, aliens. And here we go, Tiger King.
I wish they would send another one of those.
And the whole world said, "I'm never going to financially recover from this."
Right.
That and Carol Baskin.
Man, God, thank you, Carol. You know,
I think, honestly, it's just to your point. Either way, for a lot of people, it's going to be scary.
What would be?
Because if it is the government just spying on all their people, and this is all just a big hoopla to watch something that's really going on, and they come out now and say, "Oh, there's aliens and people, but look here, if that's what's happening, then something really bad's gonna happen, or is happening. They've done something bad and this is a distraction." Or
maybe it's over the pardons.
Or
over the what?
How many pardons have been handed out?
Oh man, that's everything.
On the other hand, If it is aliens coming back home to reclaim their home, and it's all weird, you know, like that, then it's going to scare a lot of people, because a lot of people are not going to understand, be terrified.
I don't think people like aliens enough to be scared anymore. My top three rationales would be, even though I know you disagree with me heavily on this one, is one man, one show, one band, one sound, Drumline.
Drumline. I was about to say it. I knew it.
Then my second one is, it could potentially be a government agency. It's effing around, particularly ours.
Yeah.
And then the third one is, because I have such a high esteem for UFOs, alien technology, and life forms, I would say it's just another country, and they just spying on us.
Yeah.
Either America, another country, or some random citizen, or potentially a group.
Yeah.
But I just don't believe it's UFO this time. It's not complicated enough for me to accept that one. It just looks like a basic drone.
See, I look at it. The only reason I say that is because I only saw a couple like that to me looked like it could be the alien spacecraft.
Do you think it's possible that aliens would send a lesser looking craft though, just to make it blend in?
Yeah,
I think
it's possible because they're. I think it's possible.
I mean, you know, I'm just talking about because of all the different. It could have come in as a different look or something, just to make it not look super out of place.
Based on all the information we have about UFOs being spotted throughout the history of these recordings, it's always been way quicker than our eyes can really adjust or handle. You never really getting it on camera for real, because by the time it's gone, the only real good video that we have of one actually in flight and being tracked is when the guys in the bomber jets or jets were flying. They saw it and they were just following it. It was moving crazy, and it's still a black dot in black and white. I'm more so like, I expect that technology. Why, if I've been, whatever, I don't know, maybe there's several different types of aliens, and maybe this alien group just didn't have resources yet. I mean, it could be that, but I would say, then why would you send something of such lesser technology, so inferior that we can capture it, unless you, like you said, unless you're planning, it's about time for us to take it over. But like, I just, you know, it would be like.
Would you be mad if we got took over?
Depending on why,
I look at it as how are you going to say they are invading something or taking over that was theirs to begin with?
Because you believe that we are left here. Yeah. I would say it depends on what they, if they say they take it over and say, "Hey, we want one world government. We want this because y'all are just foolish, and y'all are just we're going to show y'all how to do this now, and you're going to bow down and listen. If you don't want to, we're going to take you out." I would say, "Wow, this, if we're going to get better from this, it's not evolving like humans become a food source or slaves, I may be for it. But if it's like, hey, we come to enslave you all and get our planet back, and we're going to ship you off to your old planet, and then we go somewhere like Mars, I'm like, what is this? I want my old planet back." You know, because maybe we came from another planet that's terrible. So to your point, it just depends on what they, if it's like Mars Attack, no, I don't want them to come here.
No, if it's like Mars Attack, I wouldn't.
I would be mad.
I wouldn't want that. That would terrify me.
That would be something else, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right. It'd be terrifying.
Well, I don't know what it is, but I'm here for it. You know, I like the excitement.
Shoot it down next time.
That's what I would do.
Oh my god!
If it was within my reach, it's done.
What gun would you use? You know what
they could say to that?
I'd use the AR-15 just to piss off my government
about shooting it down. You know what they could say? They could say something they've already said to everybody one time, and that's about the moon landing. Already been there, done that. The mission's changed.
Oh my god!
I don't need to shoot it down. I've already done.
Well, it's ours. It's U.S. government property, so don't shoot it down.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably end up going to jail for doing it, and then they'd be like, "He used an assault rifle."
Right. In black. We could oh no! But like, you knew you weren't supposed to do that.
Flash.
It would be pretty amazing. I don't know.
You won't remember, so that's okay.
It's true. I wouldn't remember it, but I'd have fun doing it. So I don't know. I mean, what better way to go?
Oh my god! Here we go, Jeremy.
Doing something I believe in. But thanks everybody for listening this week, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Yeah, man. Remember, the truth's out there. It's right between the lines.
Yeah.